So you have come here for information.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
We dug up a lot of good dirt.
On My Talk. My Talk.
Listen and learn.
Now that Brad and Angelina have split, Angelina Jolie attended the Golden Globes for the first time as a single woman and brought along the former couple's 14-year-old son, Pax, as her date.
Aww.
That had Brad fuming about exposing the teen to the glare of the Hollywood spotlight. Angelina went behind Brad's back and took Pax to the Golden Globes without the father's permission. Brad was furious that Angelina did not consult him before taking their son Pax to a major adult event like the Golden Globes.
That's the problem there, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I could see where he would be upset. That seems like a conversation they should have had together.
Yeah, and whether or not that's true, I don't know. This is from HollywoodLife.com, which sometimes is meh. Okay, speaking of the Golden Globes again, while most stars dressed in black, some celebrities at the Golden Globes decided to not take part in the initiative, including Latin actress Blanca Blanco. And she wore a red dress. We all kind of know about that. Well, she has spoken out about her decision. She said, "Wearing red does not mean I am against the movement. I applaud and stand by the courageous actresses that continue to break the cycle of abuse through their actions and fashion style choices. It is one of many factors leading women to a safer place because of their status. I'm excited that the Time's Up movement. True change is long overdue," but then also says, "Shaming is part of the problem. So don't shame me, basically, for wearing a red dress."
I'm not shaming. You just wanted attention. Would we be talking to you at all if you had worn a black dress? No. Ooh, and it worked. It worked. She got what she wanted. I think. I mean, that's
in my opinion.
In my opinion. Back to the Good Wife reference there.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if she wanted attention. I think she really believes that the black dress thing is just very superficial, and there's bigger things to do.
I didn't know who she was before this, though. I will say that.
So, Lex, you do have a point there, but yeah.
Yes. Okay, some other reports are saying that Kylie Jenner is reportedly going through a dark time because Travis Scott has dumped her. She is, they're saying, pregnant, and she really thought her future was with Travis and the baby, so the split came as a huge surprise. It happened over the Christmas break, and she's very upset about it. Now, whether or not that's true, I don't know. That's just the gossip mill out there, according to Heat.com.
Oh, and I love Heat.com.
Have they confirmed? Has she even confirmed that she's
pregnant? No, that's the thing. But they're saying not only is she pregnant, but she's been dumped.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see if that's true. Okay, and on TV tonight, we have the 200th episode of Modern Family happening on ABC. And that's the latest dirt. You can find more at mytalk1071.com.
Thank you for the update, honey.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended Dirt Alerts at 820, 1220, and 520.
Report back to me in an hour.
And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk. Everything entertainment.
Welcome back, everybody. The 8 o'clock hour. I don't know why.
Hey!
What was her other little phrase there?
I don't know. Jason and Alexis in the morning. The 8 o'clock hour begins right now. It's 8:05 morning. Friends, commuters, frenemies, animals, everyone listening. I'm Jason Matheson along with Alexis Thompson and soon-to-be country music superstar Dawn McClain.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much for being here. Sit back, relax, get a cup of coffee. Or some breakfast, maybe some moose soup.
Come down for moose soup after.
That's right. Oh, how's everybody doing? Lex, how you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Don, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah. Did we refill our coffee?
Jace, how you doing? No, mine's dry.
No, yours is dry. Don, did you get some new
mine's
coffee?
Water now. I need more water in my life. It did.
Wow.
It's just like Jesus.
Turning water to wine. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Coffee to water.
Wow, that's amazing, Don. I didn't know you had that power and ability.
Yeah.
No, mine's cold. I got a new cup, but it's still, it tastes like a zebra urine. So I got
Wow. How do you know
bad.
That? Oh, okay. All right.
I worked at a zoo. I have an ab fab that I'm really excited to tell you about. We may have mentioned it once before, but I went there on Sunday. So roll it, Pete.
Absolutely fabulous.
By the way, there's no one on our show named Pete. Absolutely fabulous today is the remodeled Willow Creek Imagine Movie Theater in Golden Valley, right there by General Mills headquarters. It was remodeled several months ago, I believe like in the spring, summer. And I believe it used to be a man's theater. And now it's a company called Imagine. And they turned all of their houses, all of their auditoriums into recliner houses. So they all have those beautiful recliners, those computerized recliners, leather bound seats. And then they also have wonderful food, not just your goobers, not just your milk duds, not just your licorice, but they have a pizza oven in there for the love of Oprah. And they make homemade pizzas. And they have the chicken fingers, they have appetizers, delicious appetizers, and a full bar. And we went there on Sunday to see Call Me By Your Name. Loved it. And had a delightful time. And here's my favorite aspect, because all theaters are really going to be doing this. That's what the consumer really is demanding this. If you want us to leave our 50-inch televisions, our 60-inch televisions, our 80-inch televisions, you got to make it worth our while. And my favorite aspect of the Willow Creek Theater is aisle space. Mm. And here's what I mean by that.
It's leg room.
There's leg room, Lex, so that when you are reclined, there's enough room for someone to walk in front of you.
So they don't disturb your nap.
That they can actually, they don't trip. I feel bad for both people. I feel bad for the people that are sitting. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And they're bumping your knees and they're dumping popcorn on you. So I beg movie theaters, when you're remodeling these auditoriums, which you should, when you're remodeling these auditoriums, for the love of Shirley MacLaine, please put into your plans enough leg room, enough aisle room when the chair is fully reclined. It's wonderful that you're giving us these leather reclining chairs, but think about when they're reclined, is there enough aisle room in front for people to walk by without dumping crap into your lap?
Do you get to pick your seat?
Hells yeah.
Okay. I haven't been there yet, but that's, I'm going, Jace.
You should.
There's space and delicious food.
It's delicious food. Again, aisle space up the wazoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm hoping that the redesigners that are listening, the architects that decide the floor plan.
There's one theater I will not name. There's one theater that did redo their theaters. Fine, it's beautiful, but when you're fully reclined, people can't get around you.
Ooh, are you smelling the feet of the person behind you?
Ooh. What? Oh no, not like quite like that.
Ooh.
I love that you went there, Lex.
Yeah, I wish they would do this with airlines. Please, can one airline in coach take out an aisle and just let us all? We'll pay more.
Oh,
and
that was my
advertise,
question.
Advertise. We give you more leg room.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, the Delta will tell you what we do offer that in Comfort Plus or Comfort XY or whatever the hell they call it. But yeah.
Don't you just love when they seat you on the plane and they always seat first class and then that comfort level. And then, you know, you have to trek it to the back. Well, at least that's, you know, usually the tickets that I buy.
Yeah, me too.
And you have to walk by them and they're already getting served drinks and then they get off first and they get to, I know it's part of the luxury of paying more, but it is pretty funny because we have to walk by it multiple times. And then
you're like, hi, look at my cheap, ugly outfit. Right. Hi.
Right. And they have a special bathroom up in the front. And then when you get by them, you're like, okay, good. I don't have to see them again. And then you sit in your seat and then there's a sheer curtain that blocks you and the first class.
I go, how's it going up there,
yeah,
guys?
Enjoying your bathroom? I've been waiting in line for 25 minutes.
How's that premium beverage?
It's pretty damn delicious.
And that great snack.
Oh, Jason's up there.
It's pretty damn delicious, let me tell you.
My dad travels a lot, so he's always up there. I'm like, gosh, Dad, wow.
I have to to be real. I have to be real. I am not. I do not want to seem fancy pants. I hate when people do that, but I am also going to be very real. I'm sitting here with my mouth shut. As you noticed, I didn't say a word when Alexis was saying all that because.
That's because you. We're talking to you.
You're like, bring me a bottle, please. I'll sit here and watch everybody go bad.
That's so Alexis, funny. If I may ask, when you do, and when you do pass me on the way to steerage, can you please not look at me? I don't want to seem like a bitch, but Lex, as you make your way to steerage, could you please not make eye contact with me, please?
Oh my gosh. You know, can I eye your drink at least?
Can I look at your fancy chinos? Nice pants, first class man.
Nice. I'm totally kidding, everybody. I'm not kidding about the fact that my husband, we do.
No,
I'm
it
not
is really nice. There was a few times where I was upgraded. I just, because I'm shorter and right now it's no big deal, and I'd rather spend my money doing stuff there that, you know, but again, it's just so funny when you walk through like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I've flown first class many a time when it's involved a company, somebody else paying for it in my past.
Yeah.
But, you know, by myself, I just, you know, I'm too cheap.
No, it is. Look, I being very real, it is a luxury, and I'm very blessed. And you know, we have, you know, we don't have kids, and we don't have a lot of bills or anything. So travel is for my husband. My husband loves to travel. That's his thing. You know, mine is gadgets and gizmos and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's where, like, I have a friend Aaron who. You know, he's a single guy and he loves cars. So his one big thing that he spends money on, he loves a good car. Ours is travel. We like, and because we're also bigger dudes, it is worth it for me. I'm a bigger dude. Also slash, I don't like to fly. And I used to not travel. Because of my fear of flying. So it paying more and enjoying the getting there makes me not dread the trip so much. So it really does help me. But yeah, it is pretty funny. And the drinks are really good. And Lex, Lex, I have sat in first class with you. You and I have sat in first class together and have enjoyed a cocktail or four. But yeah,
that's true.
It is very nice.
Well, but
we have spoiled. I hope she's probably listening. You know who we have spoiled is the mother-in-law.
Oh,
Mama Haas, because Colin convinced her. You know, Colin is basically the family travel agent. So he books her travel when she goes. And one time she decided to do first class with her sister. And from that moment. You know, she is spoiled now. She is spoiled, girl. And it's very cute. Like, I tell you, know, Colin's like, we told you. I'm like, and you deserve it, Mama Haas.
Yeah,
you
no, I feel that way about my folks, too.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, they're in the clubs. They have the drinks. They have a little cheese and crackers and all that.
Uh-huh.
You know, at the little sky club thing, and
Oh, yeah, girl, I'm not
they
that
They love
fancy.
All of that. Oh,
let's
yeah, and then
clear.
They're in first class.
Oh, yeah, I am not. That's the fancy people, the million milers or the business class folks who travel every day and they get, you know, girl, that's a level of fancy we are not. But yeah, it's very funny. But again,
we won't look at you. Don't worry, Jason. But
again,
no,
listen,
we shan't be looking at you.
If I may politely ask, Lex, as you
I'll be like, who is that guy? Oh,
as you
going,
are making
Don.
Your way back to steerage, please don't look at me.
Okay, deal.
Next time I walk through first class, I'm going to say, oh, good morning, busy business people.
I know,
working on your work that pays you a lot of money.
I do have guilt, though. I do feel bad. I feel like, because I'm not fancy. I mean, I grew up in small, I'm not a fancy guy, really. And
And you're fancy now, girl.
No, but I
don't feel bad.
I do have a little bit. No. I'm saying I have a little. When I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, I used to judge these people, and now I'm sitting with, you know, now I'm sitting up here, and but then all of that goes away after the first cocktail.
Yeah, you're like, all right. Once the boarding is happening, you're like, yes, close that curtain.
When I fly overseas, I do pay first class though, because those long flights, I pay extra because it's just miserable to be that cramped for like 6-7 hours. It's
yeah,
too much.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Coming up on 8:17, Elizabeth Reese is next with the Dirt Alert. Stay here.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
You talking to me? You talking to me?
Entertainment.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. 820, 821. It's time to get caught up with the big entertainment stories of the day in the Dirt Alert. Hello, Elizabeth Reese.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
It is nice to be with you. So this is an interesting story about Michael Douglas. Interesting and troubling, and I think there's going to be more to it. So this is coming just after his wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones, accompanied his father, Kirk Douglas, to present an award at the Golden Globes. Now, Michael Douglas is preemptively denying allegations that he once was sexually inappropriate in front of a female employee and then blackballed her from Hollywood. So Michael Douglas is talking to Deadline Hollywood, and he said that he's been told that the Hollywood Reporter is set to publish a story talking about these allegations, which are apparently happened 32 years ago. The woman worked for Michael Douglas's production company in New York. And here's what Michael Douglas said. I don't know where to begin. This is a complete lie. And he said there's no truth to it whatsoever. Mm. He's 73 years old. He says the Hollywood Reporter approached him before Christmas, asking him to comment on the woman's accusation. And then at some point after Christmas, Michael Douglas told the Hollywood Reporter, the Hollywood Reporter said, we're going to run this story, but there hasn't been a story that's been published yet.
Oh, boy.
Michael Douglas said, I felt the need to get ahead of this.
Yeah.
It pertains to me, but I'm also getting a sense of how it reflects in our culture and what's going on today. He said he admitted he often used profanities in front of his former employee, but had never directed any of that inappropriate language at her.
Mm-hmm. What's better?
What's our immediate response to this? Like, what's the first thought? I mean,
to deny it before the accusation has been published.
Before it's been published. I mean, you know, it was before the accusation had been published that Matt Lauer was fired. So I think that's kind of the next evolution of this. Yeah. And these guys are definitely given a heads up. You know, you think about how odd it was that Charlie Rose knew that this story was being written, but he was still on the air reporting about these types of stories with other people, right? For days.
Yeah.
We are in murky waters, my friends.
Yeah, this is a little gray in here.
And I think what happens is, I mean, it is never, I don't know, I hate to say this because I don't want this to come off as one victim is not enough, because one victim is enough. One story is enough. But I think what we're seeing here with a lot of these men is that pattern of predatory behavior. And when that comes out, when it's, you know, you're hearing about 10, 20, 60 women, that becomes pretty impossible to deny. When it's one account, as much as I want to be clear that every victim counts and her story matters, that there does need to be maybe a little bit more investigation and conversation about what's going on, right?
Absolutely. And I think sometimes we're even, and you can tell by the way, like Elizabeth and I do this too, and we all do this, you can tell by the great care you literally just took in trying to frame your thought because you don't want to offend. I think
I don't want to ever victim shame or make it seem like it's not okay to tell your story if somebody else isn't.
Right.
And that's not what I want to say, right?
But what I want to say is I hope we get to a place at some point, you know, where we can stop for a moment, stop worrying about possibly offending someone and talk about real feelings on both sides for men and women. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Let's not immediately be outraged by someone else's reaction. Because I think to have long lasting change, we need to hear from men, and we need to hear respectfully, well, and we need to respectfully hear from victims as well.
Yeah.
But if we are just going to immediately get offended by someone else's viewpoint on this, we're not going to ever hear the other side.
Right. But who are you reacting to right now? Is it Michael Douglas's preemptive kind of strike, or is it the victim?
I think it's Michael Douglas's preemptive strike. That's what we're reacting to.
I'm reacting to Michael Douglas.
Okay, yeah, because what I think immediately is, yes, you're getting out in front of it, but are you kind of guilty here? Like, why do you feel the need to say this before anything's out?
Yeah, it's odd. It's odd. Then you've got James Franco. Let's move on to him, okay?
Yay!
Well, we'll talk about odd. James Franco showed up on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert to address the backlash that he got on Twitter following the Golden Globes because he wore the Time's Up pin. And then there were multiple women who came out on Twitter, actresses, saying, "Surprising that you're wearing this Time's Up pin when you assaulted me and when it was clear that you assaulted somebody else." Let's hear what James Franco had to say on The Late Show.
Well, first I want to say I wore it because I do support it. I was, you know, look, I was so excited to win, but being in that room that night was incredible. I mean, it was powerful, and there were incredible voices, and I support it. I support change. I support 50-50 in 2020, which just means, you know, people that are underrepresented, women and people of color, people in the LGBT community, get, you know, positions, leadership positions that they fill all positions that they've been deprived of. I completely believe in that. That's why I wore it. There were some things on Twitter
today.
Yeah, I didn't. I haven't read them. I've heard about them. Okay, first of all, I have no idea what I did to Ally Sheedy. I directed her in a play off Broadway. I had nothing but a great time with her. Total respect for her. I have no idea why she was upset. She took the tweet down. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I can't speak for her. I don't know. The others, look. In my life,
Okay, he goes on. We have to wrap it up, but he says they're inaccurate, but he, at the same time, doesn't want to silence
them. If there's restitution to be made, it will be made. It is interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Boy, sorry, guys. A little dark. I'm going to go eat some candy.
I don't want any baby goat news.
Exactly. Any meat news from Alexis? When we come back, we're going to lighten things up. You're going to meet Shalimar on birthday pranks when we come back. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything. Elephants have great memories. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn McClain. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you joining us in your car, in your kitchen, in your bathtub.
Thank you.
In your basement, in your beauty salon, in your eye clinic.
Yep. Mm-hmm. In an MRI.
That's right. We've had that. We've had people say that.
Yep. Yeah.
We have birthday pranks coming up in just a little bit. Don't forget, follow us on the social medias. MyTalk1071 on Instagram. The show never stops there.
Yep.
And also, follow us individually. Jason Matheson, Lex and of the Cities, and Dawn McClain, or Dawn at Dark, on Instagram. And if we get 1,000 followers in this segment, 1,000 new followers on Instagram, each of us, if 1,000 of you follow us right now, get on your Instagram and follow us. At the end of the segment, if we get 1,000 new followers, Alexis will make each one of you a potholder.
Oh. Ooh, I better get working. I better get hooking.
That's right. Hooking? You better get hooking?
Yeah. I'm a happy hooker.
That's right.
That's a crochet joke.
Yeah, I like that, Lex. That's a very good joke. It's a very, very good
joke. It's snowing, man. Manuary, it's snowing, man.
It's hot.
Holy shnikes.
That's hot.
That is the Manuary 2018 ticket sounder. We are looking for caller number 7 right now to 651-641-1071, 651-641-1071. If you are caller number 7 and Dawn picks up that phone at caller number 7, you will win tickets a week from today.
Yes.
at Can Can Wonderland, 7 to 9, right, Lex?
You got it. Nope, you got it. If you don't win, you can still buy tickets. Use my talk keyword party. And then, of course, listen tomorrow because we'll be drafting our teams at noon on Colleen and Bradley.
Yes.
See how that goes down. And then we'll all be at the party and a lot of our Manuary contestants.
We'll be there as well. Can Can Wonderland, we love you. Great miniature golf course. Each hole designed by different artists. It's really cool. 8:35 on the dot. Time for birthday pranks. Today it's me. I'm pranking a woman. Her husband set this up. The first thing you're going to hear, you know, these are pre-recorded. The first thing you're going to hear is my conversation with the husband. So here we go. Birthday pranks.
Birthday pranking with Jay and Don. But not Alexis because she's bad at lying to people.
Hello?
May I speak to Barry, please?
Yes, this is him speaking.
Hi, Barry. This is Jason Matheson calling from MyTalk 107.1. How are you?
Oh, we're really good. Thank you.
Is this a good time, my friend?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. Okay, so my producer, Dawn, sent me your email about birthday pranks, and we are going to prank your wife, right?
That's good news to me.
Okay. Now, and she told me a little bit, you guys have a premise in mind. For the sake of our listeners, go ahead. What's your premise idea?
Okay, so whenever I go out with my wife, Rhonda, we always end up going out somewhere pretty fancy, I guess.
Okay.
And I tend to take the steak knife after I'm done and bring it with me.
Ah.
So, yeah.
Well, there we go.
So ultimately what I would like to do is prank my wife, Rhonda, because she's never stolen anything in her life and gets very nervous when I do this, considering we have 10 random steak knives at the house right now. I just want to see what her reaction would be overall.
Got it. Well, Dawn, I know, got from you a fancy place that you guys were at recently, because I need to make this believable for her that how would I have your number? So I'm going to act like I got it from a reservation. Thanks for giving that to her. And I'm going to call from the restaurant, act like the manager, and say that y'all are stealing things. So... because this is the place you gave me. You said that you guys go to this place a lot, so it makes sense. So does that sound good to you?
Sounds great.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi. May I speak to Rhonda, please?
This is Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda. This is Shalimar calling from Steakhouse. How are you?
Doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. Rhonda, I honestly, I've been dreading making this phone call. I have an uncomfortable situation to talk to you about. I see on our reservation records that you and your husband were here recently. Am I right on that?
Yeah, we were just there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you guys come here quite often, right?
Yeah, we do come a couple times a year usually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been informed by, I want to talk to you about a situation. I've been informed by a couple members of the staff that, because you always ask for the same person, that every, when you do come to our restaurant, and we're glad to have you as guests, that when you leave, I'm not going to beat around the bush, there's always missing silverware, specifically... the knives are always taken from the table upon your exit.
Oh my God.
This is obviously very uncomfortable for me. We value as a customer, but as you can imagine, that cutlery is very expensive. Each one of those knives is about $300. So, I've been putting off making this call for several days, but I've had to finally do it. Is this something, is there anything you want to say, or am I way off base?
I'm so sorry. I think my husband might have a little bit of a problem, and I know the steak knife that you're talking about, and I can bring it back to you. And I just
how many do you have? There are several we have missing. We have three missing, and like I said, each time. And then we also have ramekins that have gone missing, and our custom salt and pepper shakers.
Oh my God! Okay, let me check. Let me check in my silverware drawer, and I just have to beg you. Please don't press charges or anything.
We're not going to do that. I'm just, the salt and pepper shakers, some of them that we have, we only put them on limited tables. They're shaped like steer. So they're very, very valuable. And then, okay. Like I said, the cutlery, each knife is around $300. So,
oh my God.
No charges. We would just really, like to see you return. However, we would like to see you return, and I will politely say not steal our cutlery. We need to take care of this before that can happen.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. I just need to find, you said that was three steak knives.
Two ramekins, and okay. One set of steer salt and pepper shakers.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'll just find them, and I can bring them back, and I'm so embarrassed. I told my husband, not to. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And
that's right. There seems to be a kleptomania problem going on here. But well, just when you call, ask for Shalimar. That's my name, and okay. We will get this take. Actually, Rhonda, if you could hold on. Actually, my manager would like to speak with you.
The GM. Okay.
Hold on just a second. Yep. Barry, are you there, Barry?
Hello?
Rhonda, why don't you say hello to Barry, your husband? You have been birthday pranked. This is Jason Matheson from My Talk 107.1, Rhonda.
Oh, my God.
You like that one, don't you, Rhonda?
Oh, stop stealing those knives, you two.
Oh my God.
We got you, Rhonda, didn't we?
Yeah. You really did.
How scared were you, honestly, from a 1 to 10?
I just thought we were going to get arrested or something. Oh my God.
No. No, you're not going to be arrested. Just return those damn knives, girl. Just return the knives.
I'll stop absconding, I promise.
Please stop your kleptomaniacness. Guys, well, thank you for being good sports. Rhonda, thank you for being a good sport. Happy birthday, too.
Yes, happy birthday, Rhonda.
Yeah. Barry, you better say happy birthday to your wife. Guys, thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you.
7:20 and 8:30 right here. I'm Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. $300 steak knives. Boy, those are expensive, Shalimar.
Wow. I want to see that salt and pepper shakers. I want to set myself.
My steer salt and pepper shakers. That's right.
It's 8:43. She felt so guilty. She was like, steal again? Oh, it was all my husband.
I know. She's so cute. 8:43. We'll be back after these words.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Here's Ellen.
I would like to challenge you. I have a quote from Forrest Gump here.
My mom always said, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
That was excellent. That was good. All right, double words, Prada.
Oh, get out the guest list. We need to start working on the seating chart. Oh, by all means, move at a glacial pace. You know how that thrills.
This is Toy Story.
You are a toy! You aren't the real Buzz Lightyear. You're an action figure. You are a child plaything.
My eyes closed. That was exactly what it is.
Yeah, we closed our eyes. Iron Lady.
With all due respect, sir, I have done battle every single day of my life. And many men have underestimated me before. This lot seem bound to do the same. But they will rue the day.
Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep doing each other's most famous roles on Ellen. Welcome back, everybody. 8:50, Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Thanks for being here, everybody. Hope you're having a really good day. Hope your commute's not too bad. Enjoy this nice weather while you can, because it's not going to last long. It's going to go back down to the minus range very, very soon. Now, before we... Donna's not here yet, is she?
Nope.
No. Before we welcome Donna, I want to end on a little piece of dish that I just saw on the service, and that is Wendy Williams throwing shade at Carrie Underwood. Did you see this?
Yes. What happened, guys?
So Carrie Underwood said that, you know, she fell several months ago, and that the fall was worse. Not only did she break her wrist, but the fall was worse than she revealed at the time, that she messed up her face somehow, and she had to get like 50 stitches.
Right.
Wendy smells a rat in that story. Listen to this.
When I heard about Carrie Underwood, I was more shocked. Did you hear about her? Well, we're not really talking about it because I really don't know a whole bunch about it, other than that she allegedly fell down a bunch of steps at her house, broke her wrist. She released on Twitter that we might not recognize her when it's all said and done. I don't know what that means. An excuse for a facelift? What? No, because we're cynical. No, but we're cynical. She was already cute. So I don't know what she's doing or what had happened. All I'm saying is falling in a water feature in the lobby in Mexico was nowhere near as bad as falling down the steps in your home. And if you're home by yourself, how long do you lay there? Who's going to save you? Ugh. The dog?
Wendy Williams. I don't know. I think it's legit. I think Wendy's wrong.
Too.
I don't think first of all, Carrie's absolutely gorgeous, and she's not in need of a facelift. And look, I know body image is very personal, and she could have issues that even though you're beautiful to the outside world, you may see something wrong with yourself in the
mirror. You're ugly on the inside.
Right. Yes.
Oh,
but
I don't think
but I think Wendy's way off base on this one. Cynical or not, even Carrie said in her statement, she is sparing us the grisly details. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I think she fell on something. That's what I think happened. And look.
She'd tell us, too, wouldn't she? If she would. She's like, I'm just getting some work done.
She also said that there's something that she hasn't been able to discuss yet. And Bradley Traynor thought it might be an alcohol issue.
Could be that.
I don't know. It's just so cryptic and weird.
And it comes. Look,
that was weird.
I'm not always cynical, but I'm not always a big fan of hers. Lex knows that. I've had a couple bad. I don't think she's all that nice. But still, I do not think she's lying about this. Wendy throwing the shade. D-Val here yet? Do we have D-Val? Yes, here. Listen to this, everybody. Listen to this.
Hey, Donna Valentine. Sweet Donna Valentine. Help us fill time on our show.
Gentlemen, Donna Valentine is here to tell us what's coming up on her award-winning broadcast. Hello, Donna Valentine.
Well, this is all starting to feel like a setup. So let me say this.
Now, wait a minute. Now, damn Jason, it, who the hell are you?
Let me say this. Donna.
What's happening?
Did Donna know about this? Because she said, hey, Steve, could you go in and chat with them? And I said, well, gladly. And incidentally, now, a full Donna Valentine show. This is not too dissimilar to what's been happening on the Donna and Steve show, because all of the intros for different segments still say Donna and Marley. So slowly but surely, it'll happen. I don't know when it will happen.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah. It's Steve, Jason. Everybody harbor your disappointment. Yeah. It's me, not Donna.
No, it's okay.
Well, let's come up on the show.
Wait a minute. Forget the damn show. Why didn't you two nutbags tell me that, that Donna wasn't in here?
I didn't know. He's in Don's studio. I didn't know what was going on.
Oh, look at Don. Look
I'm throwing you under the bus, girl.
Don told me. Don said we got this big old new intro for Donna Valentine. And yeah. I said, well, hell, she sent me in here. She can't do it.
Yeah. Lex, I love it. Lex, the Greyhound pulled up, and Dawn is under that Greyhound right now.
It
sounds like Dawn is under there, too. So.
Yeah, Dawn is under there, too. Yeah. Yeah, I love it. Anyway,
well, maybe she's in the bathroom. That's what I said. She had to go potty.
What, I got four seconds now?
You have 10 seconds. Go.
Not Carrie Underwood. Let's talk a little Kelly Clarkson, too. She talks about something very controversial, spanking her children at the zoo. Of all places. We'll get some mixed opinions on all that.
Nice.
This is Steve Patterson, by the way, not Donna Valentine.
Thank you.
Thank
you for having me.
Thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Chuck.
Yeah, thank you.
Why am I giving the time? It doesn't matter anymore. Stay tuned for Donna and Chuck coming up next. That's going to do it for us. We'll be back tomorrow. We sure hope you will, too. If you're a kid being bullied, go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Tell them, Lex.
You be you, friends.
We'll see you tomorrow.
We love
you. We love you.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
It was you, Kristen, who shot JR.
Entertainment.